The U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments tomorrow in the case of former Alaska State Legislator Bruce Weirach. He is accused of asking oil field services company VECO for a job while working with VECO on a bill it favored. Weirach faces federal mail fraud charges because he used the mail to contact VECO executives about the job. Tomorrow's argument deals with one aspect of his case, whether he can be charged with mail fraud, even though the state does not require legislators to disclose job seeking. Prosecutors say he committed honest services fraud, a law that says elected officials and company executives should give the public honest service. The National Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers is supporting Weirach's argument that his case should be thrown out. Association board member Timothy O'Toole says the 20-year-old law has had unintended consequences.
Congress passed a 28-word law that says essentially that public officials should be honest with the public and private individuals should be honest with their employers. That's how it's been read by courts. And it really doesn't say anything more than that.
O'Toole says the honest services law is being used too broadly when prosecutors can't make another charge stick. Weirach's lawyer Douglas Pope says his client did not break a specific Alaska law. He calls asking VECO for a job only a potential conflict.
Alaska law is very clear on this. It's not a conflict until they have a job. It's only a potential conflict. And what the Alaska legislature, the line they have drawn, and in order to have a citizens' legislature, they want legislators to go out and get jobs in the interim. They don't want professional legislators.
Weirach is one of three cases dealing with the Honest Services Law before the Supreme Court this term. Another one will also be argued tomorrow, the case of newspaper executive Conrad Black, who's accused of defrauding his company. Melanie Sloan, the executive director of Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, or CREW, says the law is valuable.
Basically, Weirach was selling out his constituents and the people of Alaska for legal fees when he retired from the legislature. And anybody knows that's wrong. So when he says now he didn't understand that that was wrong, that's not credible.
Tomorrow morning's oral argument before the Supreme Court relates to only one part of the four-count indictment against Weirach, but his trial has been held up by this issue. A decision by the court should come next year.